أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد أرسلنا إلى أمم من قبلك فأخذناهم بالبأساء والضراء لعلهم يتضرعون صدق الله العظيم. The ayat continue. The translation is, we had sent Anbiya alayhimu salam to people that were before you, and when they did not believe in the Anbiya alayhimu salam, we sent to them problems and difficulties so that they might become humble. If only they had been humble when our disaster came to them, they would have been forgiven and they would have been shown mercy. But their hearts were hardened and shaitan made all that they used to do seem beautiful to them. Then when they forgot about what they had been reminded, we opened upon them the gates of all things, that is comforts and luxuries, until when they were enjoying that which they were given, we grabbed them suddenly and certainly they were dumbfounded. The lesson from these ayat, if a person is enjoying a life of comfort and luxuries, but is simultaneously also a sinful person, then he is in a very disastrous situation. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, when you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessing someone with wealth, although he is very sinful, then know that it is a last chance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam then recited the following verse. It was already recited before this, a portion of the verse that was recited before this, that says, When they forgot about that which they had been reminded, we opened upon them the gates of all things, until when they were enjoying that which they were given, we grabbed them suddenly and certainly they were dumbfounded. Since wealth is one of the greatest gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it should be used as a means of becoming closer to Him. If, instead of spending it generously for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone refuses even to pay the zakat, which is one of the most important commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will definitely be a disobedient person and should not expect keeping his wealth for a long time. For he is himself inviting punishment, and if his property is not destroyed, it will be even more disastrous, as a worse punishment is waiting for him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his infinite mercy save.